Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord. Good evening out there in Radio Land. I'm your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, and we're here tuned in to God Chasers Ministries, where we're seeking the face of God like never before. And I'm thanking the Lord for the opportunity to bring forth the wonderful plan of salvation this afternoon. We're going to just get right into the word in Isaiah chapter 61. Briefly, we know the scripture in the very first verse. I'm going to actually skip over to verse 3. It says, "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, and to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." Blessed be the reading of that word. Wanted to bring forth a word of encouragement this afternoon. We've been doing a lot of discussion about putting on the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. Talking a lot about spiritual warfare and overcoming. So those who are just tuned in to our ministry podcast, we're discussing the power of the Holy Ghost and utilizing all of our gifts and talents to overcome. I have a supplemental word that the Lord had used me to write. It's called Pick Up Your Weapons and Fight. And so we're taking it, chapter by chapter, discussing all of our weapons and warfare, how to be effective members of the body of Christ, and how to be effective on the battlefield for Christ. So we're not just standing on the sidelines, but we're doing like the Lord said in the book of Revelation, to be overcomers, because the overcomers shall see God. The overcomers shall he give to wear white robes and to inherit the kingdom of God and to behold the beauty of the Lord. In this particular segment, we're going to focus on overcoming in the way of praise. And I'm just going to briefly just give a word of encouragement with my own testimony. I'm more of a worshiper myself. So much has been going on. And even as a young child, the Lord just really put me into position more of worship. I enjoyed singing unto the Lord, but some people, not so much. I see them and they're like kind of hesitant, to clap their hands and stomp their feet in church, but they love the music. They love to be in the midst of a choir or a congregation, but they themselves don't want to participate. And we've got to change that. We've got to get out of our comfort zone and really elevate in our praise and worship, just like the Lord says for us to elevate in, as we're watchful and prayerful, because the effect of fervent prayers of the righteous avail of much. And with all of the spiritual warfare that's going on, the enemy desires to stiff us like wheat, completely annihilate us. The Bible says in the book of Daniel that he desires to prevail against the saints of God, by wearing them out day and night. He's trying to wear the saints of God out. So we want to make sure that we're operating in the spirit of truth, and that the Lord is ordering our steps. He says he's the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. So we want to make sure that we're not leaning to our own understanding and not leaning onto our own will, but giving our will to the Lord and being in unity by his Holy Spirit. So in the verses 3 in particular, it says, "To appoint unto them those that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning." And sometimes we don't even realize, it's not us that's mourning. Sometimes it's more of our spirit that's mourning. And I find myself as a worshiper, my spirit mourns just for, people who won't repent, for people. It's, we have boundaries, certain boundaries. I know that The word says all, you know, things are possible, you know, in Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. But there are boundaries by having, you know, we're separated in a sense by people's their own will to receive what thus saith the Lord and to do his will and to do his purpose. So we can pray for people, and we see tragedy, you know, and depression, and so we mourn for the loss of saints, you know, who are on the battlefield at one particular time, but they've either, you know, been gone astray, they've been, you know, they've gone to the way where they're just watered down now and just don't want to believe the whole truth, or, you know, the denying the power of God, just a lot, you know, that the Holy Spirit is mourning in a sense, or grieving in a sense, because of people who have been filled with Holy Spirit, but just don't want to do what thus saith the Lord. So the Spirit does mourn, because, you know, all of us are many members of one body. And the Bible says that when one suffers, we all suffer. So some people, you know, we're suffering because of the gaps that need to be filled, you know, people that we've lost along the way. And, you know, we have to replenish our battlefield in a sense. But the Lord said he gives us the oil of joy for that, for that mourning, for that sorrow, because he says there's going to come a day where he's going to wipe the tears away from our eyes. And so, you know, we can speak those things that be not as though they are. And so we overcome, and we can rejoice and be exceedingly glad, knowing that our names are written in heaven, knowing that the Lord has given us power and authority to trample over all principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. But again, to share my testimony, you know, as a young child, I didn't understand. I was just kind of a more not involved, not a real people person, but kind of like an outsider. And I just look, you know, I'd look on and I just see how things operated and took place. And, you know, I really just absorbed things, you know, within the church. And I learned how to sup with the Lord and to understand, you know, what the word was, and to really, you know, it just kind of, I just absorbed the seeds that were being planted, you know, in local ministries at the time. And I didn't really, you know, have a separation to, thank God, I didn't have a desire to be separated with doctrine, or, you know, this is AME or United Methodist, or, you know, they're too charismatic. Or I didn't ask, you know, hey, are you Pentecostal or are you Baptist? Or, you know, the Lord just led me, you know, to go to churches, and I met wonderful people. And I, you know, I just came, and I, if there was a Bible there, you know, if they're a Bible believing church and they just, you know, they ate the whole loaf, then, you know, that's how the Lord led me at that particular time. And so I'm saying this to somebody who may need to know and to hear the word of God, you know, just get with the word of God and believe, you know, only and stand firm on that foundation of the word. Because one thing we know, that everything else shall fade away, but the word of God shall stand. And again, like I said, with my own personal testimony, I had to learn to praise the Lord. That's the one thing that I actually didn't learn till I was a young adult. I mean, really, actually, older in my young adult years. Until I was about 25 or 26 or 27, when I just broke down and I said, Lord, teach me to praise. I don't know what came across my mind, but I'd been in a lot of services, and people were jumping and shouting with a shout, but their lives reflected like they didn't know the Lord at all. And something within my spirit just said, Lord, teach me to praise you. You know, I always, and I don't know if, you know, I considered myself to be lazy in a sense, because, you know, every time I had a problem or situation, I just go into worship, and I go into worship. And then the Lord had to tell me, no, it's not about laziness. It's a gift. You know, we have gifts of worship. There's a gift of praise. Like David, he just praised. It was just something that you do. You don't think about it. You don't need to be trained on it. You don't have to get a degree in it. You know, it's something that's just given by the Spirit to do, you know. And so it was just something within me to worship, and I was good at that, meaning that no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, the worshiper in me was there. That means no matter what, I knew that the Lord was there, I could overcome anything. But the spirits of heaviness were often upon me, and I lacked deliverance. I lacked the ability to often overcome situations. I would repeat certain cycles of trials, of tests that I would repeat over and over again. And I failed because of lack of praise, or I would give in to what the enemy was feeding me at the time through those situations. And I would drink and I'd smoke, or I would, my mouth would be foul, you know, and I wrestled so, but I would often, I still would come back to the Lord and I say, okay, Lord, you know, and I'd go back and worship, and he's saying, praise me. And that's where we lift, the spirits of heaviness, because the enemy comes and he tries to bring upon spirits of heaviness we don't understand. They come from other people. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and rulers. They want to control. They want to manipulate. They want you to say things out of your mouth that make you lose your inheritance, to make you your good be evil spoken of, to make your testimony be shot before people that you work with that know that you're a Christian and desire to do the will and purpose of Christ. And so it's important to praise the Lord and to praise him like you've never praised him before, because then that you're able to really operate in unity by the Holy Spirit. And so you're drawing, the Lord said, if I be lifting up, you know, I'll be lifted up, I will draw all men. And there's several different revelations of the Lord with that scripture. But even to lift him up in praise, to lift him up and just give him glory and honor and recognize that it's not us that created ourselves, and we're not here to do our own will, but we're dying to the flesh. And so we recognize the need for Jesus to reign completely and for us to decrease so that the Spirit of God can increase. But important, that's where our joy is. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And so, you know, it seems it's so simple, but it's not, because to really put the flesh under subjection is to say, hey, you know what? I don't feel like praising the Lord. I don't feel like lifting them up right now because of my situation, because of my circumstances. And you're not going to feel it in your flesh like you want to do it. But if you even chasing yourself with praise, I say, because that's what the Lord did. You know, times where I just didn't feel like praising the Lord. I mean, in the middle of the night, he'd wake me up 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning and just praise. And then there was a spirit that came upon me of just joy and laughter. And I didn't understand because I was going through such a turmoil in my life. But the Lord gave me, I'm thinking to myself, because I'm like besides myself in this praise, and I'm just clapping my hands, and I know it's not me, and I'm just stomping, and at the time, my husband's looking at like, oh my gosh, I'm just going to leave her alone. I mean, he was a believer, but he's like, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just, you know, and he's like, whatever, you know, but I just thank the Lord, you know. But as being beside myself, I'm like, Lord, I don't feel like praising, but, you know, by his Spirit, you know, the Spirit moves us, and we can't understand why, but when we let go and let God, you know, have his way to move us, and then we see the end result of things. This is where he said, he who began a good work in us will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And so when I let go and I said, okay, Lord Jesus, I just give my all to you. And a lot of it, you know, when even the analytical part of me, I just put it to the side because a lot of things I didn't understand. And he just came upon me with this joy, and I began to worship and praise at the same time. And then tears of joy and laughter. And even at that time, my heart would question within myself while I'm praising. I'm like, Lord, I don't understand. I don't understand where this joy is coming from in the midst of this sorrow, in the midst of this mourning, in the midst of misunderstanding, in the midst of doubt, you know. And he began to elevate me through praise. And then I'd be above the problem and the situation. And it's like, and then it seems so small. And then that's what faith is. The faith that moves God, that says that all things are possible. And then he would begin to favor because of the praise and the worship to say, I can't care, you know, of the cares of this world, you know. But he says, come to me, all you that are labored and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And that's what he's talking about, when the rest for your soul is like when you're just resting in him. And that secret place that says, okay, I'm going to cast my cares upon you, and I'm going to take hold of this rest and this joy and this peace that you give, even through the praise. because then that's saying, I trust you, Lord. And then as that, he's lifting those burdens because he's our burden bearer. And we have to utilize him for that, you know, for all of his names, you know, give it to him as the name of deliverer, you know, give it to him the name of healer, you know, the peacemaker, and that passes all understanding as refuge. You know, you have to trust him for his name and overcome and believe that in him are, you know, the promises are yea and amen, but we're going to abide in Jesus, abide in the vine. He said, abide in him and he'll abide in us. Draw nigh unto him and he will draw nigh unto us. But to do it with praise, you don't understand how it just clarifies us, and then it opens our spiritual eyes to see what's really going on. We're not looking with the natural eye. You know, we've seen even with the blind man when he healed him, and he says, I see men as trees. And so some people, when they look at that scripture, they're like, okay, well, why couldn't the Lord heal him the first time? But no, that wasn't that there was a lack of power there. The Lord was doing a double healing. First, he healed the natural as well as the spiritual. And some people don't realize that, you know, even the Lord's weakest is still stronger than man, as he tells us in Corinthians, because his weakness is loving us, is loving his children, that he's willing, you know, we can't even understand or comprehend the length, the width, the depth, the height that he's willing to go for us. And that's the beautiful thing. We cannot comprehend it, but we grasp a hold of him in the spiritual realm with our praise and our worship and our obedience to do his will. And then that faith, it moves him on our behalf. But with all that's going on, spiritual wickedness in high places that we're wrestling against, these spiritual rulers, the only way to overcome is through praise, through prayer and supplication. But the praise lifts those spirits and it confuses our enemy. And some people will be like, what are you talking about? I don't know about no witches. I don't know about warlocks. But I tell you what, this is the time of the year where the most of it happens and you really don't understand. A lot of people don't even grasp the concept. They see all this Disney, but the fact is that many people have been assigned, you know, to weary the saints of God because of the simple fact that we trust in the Lord with our whole heart and we have a passionate pursuit after righteousness. He says, seek the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. Everything else shall be added. So with us seeking the kingdom of God and everything else, and he's adding the revelation of Jesus Christ day by day, renewing us in the spirit man, then we start to see the spiritual things that the Lord have desired for us to see. And those enemies of the cross, they can't take it. The haters of God without cause, they can't take it, and they want to annihilate. And unfortunately, it's not because of anything we've done. It's just because we belong to Jesus Christ. And they're not our enemies. They're his enemies. And so because we're in unity, they are our enemies. And so he said the battle is not ours. It belongs to him. And so the way to give it over to the Lord is to praise him. And that's our act of faith, because faith is an action word. Love is an action word. And we're saying, I'm giving it up to you, Lord Jesus, because we're only ambassadors of Christ. We're here for a short period of time to do the mission of Christ and to go on to our heavenly home. Okay, so we're not here to worry about the cares of this life or to store up for ourselves treasures upon this earth, because we know that we have another place that we have to be. But in the meantime, in order to be effective saints of the Most High God, tearing the kingdom of Satan down, you have to praise the Lord. And we can't wait until Sunday to do it. We've got to do it right now. We've got to lift up and praise him, because that joy of the Lord is what sustains us from day to day, from faith to faith, from glory to glory. And it spews the enemy out of our way so that we can have that clear path of righteousness. The Lord says, straight is the gate and narrow is the way. And oftentimes we can't even see the right decision to make or which way to go or which way to turn, because we have to have our eyes open to see that way. And in order to do that, we have to have that clear clear vision. And to have that clear vision is to recognize that even if I don't see clearly, I know enough in my heart to know I need to praise the Lord and that He'll make a way for me. And so we've got to lift up and glorify Jesus in our prayer closet and in the secrets and the comfort of our home. We don't wait, because we are the temple. We are the church. So we can't say, well, I don't have a local church home. I don't know how, where to go. And this is why the Lord, even now, most people aren't in the church buildings, because He wants us to go beyond the walls and recognize that, you know, He is a God who is a spirit, like He said, and He desires, He searches, He seeks for true worshipers. And the true worshipers, they're not in the church just sitting there with entertainment, you know, on the mind. But to true worshipers, worship in spirit and truth. That means no matter where I am, I can worship and praise the Lord because He's my Savior. And so that's what it's all about. And so I know that there's so much to talk about in regards to praise, but I hope this really encourages you that no matter where you are, you praise the Lord. And you can talk to Him just like I'm talking to you right now. So, Lord Jesus, I trust You, and I know that You're my Savior, and I repent, I turn from my wicked ways, and I desire to seek You on deeper, you know, to go deeper depths and higher heights in You. And so I'm asking You to teach me Your precepts, like You said through David. Teach me Your ways. Teach me the heavenly order, that I may be obedient to what thus saith the Lord, and I may be ready when You come, O Lord. And so we can talk and effectively communicate through prayer and supplication. And through that, the Lord shows us that walk of a more excellent way by His Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in the paths of all truths. And so I thank You so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. But I encourage you now more than ever to praise ye the Lord. Till next time, God bless you. Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but we thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. We encourage your praise reports as well as your prayer requests. Contact us at 757-817-8079. And until next time, may God continue to bless you.